A Philadelphia lawyer is officially kicking off his campaign against indicted Congressman Shaka Fatah this evening. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, he's one of four Democrats expected to challenge the lawmaker who's fighting federal corruption charges.
Dan Mura from Mount Airy has never run for public office, but he did spend nearly a decade working for politicians on Capitol Hill. The 48-year-old says that would be a big help if he was elected to lead the 2nd Congressional District, which includes parts of North, West, and Northwest Philly and most of Lower Merion Township.
I understand the place, I understand process. It's someplace where I would hit the ground running, and I know exactly how to get things done.
Halting gun violence will be an important issue for Muroff's campaign. He thinks it'll resonate with voters in crime-ridden neighborhoods in the district.
We need to raise the level of attention amongst progressive-minded people that gun violence needs serious, dedicated, committed attention to pass some reasonable legislation.
Muroff says the political corruption charges against Fatah only played an indirect part in his decision to run. State Representatives Dwight Evans and Brian Sims, as well as Lower Merion Township Commissioner Brian Gordon, also plan to challenge Fatah in April's Democratic primary. Because of the district's makeup, that election will effectively crown the next congressman. Muroff doesn't have the name recognition of Evans, considered Fatah's biggest competition, but he says he hopes fundraising can help offset that. He says he's raised about $200,000 so far. In comparison, Congressman Fatah had less than $3,000 in his campaign account, according to his last financial report. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.